to who will you liken unto me and make me equal and compare me that we may be like? They lavish gold out of their bag and weigh silver in the balance and hire a goldsmith and they make it into God and they fall down, yea, they worship it. They bear him upon his shoulder. They carry him. They set him in place and he standeth. And from his place he shall not remove. And one shall cry unto him, and yet he cannot answer nor save him out of his trouble. And I love this other part. I had another scripture. Another part says he falls over and you got to stand him back up. How would you like a God, an idol, that he falls over and you got, well, let me help you up. Stand him back up and all. And Paul is reminding the church at Corinth, those Gentiles, you once were carried away by these dumb idols. And he uses that word, even as you were led. Now, who led them? As they were unbelievers, I believe demonic spirits and all. Matter of fact, there's not enough talk in pulpits about demonic spirits. It's real. Now, let me say this. Believers cannot be possessed by demons, okay? Fallen angel, whatever you want to call them. Demons. They cannot be possessed because the Holy Ghost of God dwells within us. There's a whole other teaching there. But you can be oppressed. What do you mean? Paul gave the example about the messenger Satan was sent to buffet him. The word buffet means to beat up on. Lest I be exalted above all measure. Remember, Paul talked about, I asked the Lord three times to remove this. And again, the context is, Paul was not talking about his eyesight. A lot of people, well, Paul's eyesight or whatever. Paul made it so clear. Lord, three times I've asked you to remove this, my thorn in the flesh. What was the thorn in the flesh? A messenger of Satan was sent to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Remember, Paul went to the third heaven and he saw things, Paul said, that was not lawful for me to utter, to speak of. So God allowed this messenger of Satan, demon, whatever you want to call it, the Bible says a messenger of Satan, to work Paul over a little bit, to keep him in a, now let me say this. Paul didn't walk around depressed all the time. He did not have to take Prozac. Or whatever they give for depression. I don't know what they give folk. I ain't there yet. Matter of fact, I'm on the other end of the spectrum. I need to wind down sometimes. So you know what I'm saying. But it kept Paul on a level keel so he wouldn't be, boy, are you following? Paul had a level head and that was part of it. So demons, you cannot, as a believer, cannot be demon possessed, but they can oppress you. Matter of fact, in 1 Corinthians 6, we read this, know ye not that ye shall judge angels? I believe God is going to allow us one day when we receive a new body, okay, during the tribulation period, another time, we're going to be able to apprehend these demons that has bothered us. We're going to judge these angels. That's a whole nother story. But I do know that in verse number 2, that as ye were led, unbelievers can be led by, I hate to use that word demons because people get carried away with that, you know. By demon spirit. Are you following?
Yes.
Whatever you want, however you want to label them. I got to be careful because there's a preacher going to call me about this. I know he is, and he's, I got to leave that. He's going to call me about this. I can hear, huh?
I said ungodly influence.
That's the ungodly influence, yeah. And not only, it could be a fallen angel who is a demon, or it could be another unbeliever. Matter of fact, they influence our lives more than I believe demon spirits, these ungodly people kind of, it's a whole other story. Okay, but anyway, they were led. Verse number 3. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God, calleth Jesus accursed. No man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. I wish I had time. I have so many notes here. The word accursed is that same word that Paul used in 1 Corinthians 16, 22, anathema. Anathema. To be accursed. It's if any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, in verse number 22 of chapter number 16, let him be anathema. And then he uses that word maranatha. I can't wait till we get to that, what word maranatha means. But it's interesting. If any man speaking by the Spirit of God, no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed or anathema. What does that mean? No man can say that Jesus is, notice it didn't say Lord. What does it say? You're skipping a word. It didn't say that Jesus is Lord. It said that Jesus is the Lord. There's a lot of people who could say, Jesus. Matter of fact, remember those demons who the man was possessed with those, and the pigs got thrown into the, and they said, Lord, don't throw us in. Many will come to me in that day saying, Lord, Lord, haven't we done many for? Have you heard that before? Notice that no man can say that Jesus is Lord, but he didn't say that. Jesus is the Lord. A huge difference than saying Jesus is Lord than saying Jesus is the Lord of my life, but by the Holy Ghost. Notice the working of the Holy Ghost. We are born by the Spirit of God. Now, I'm going to get a phone call. And I love this preacher. He's going to call me. And I love you. He's in his church right now, but what he does, he listens to the radio broadcast. And I love him. I'm just telling you. He listens to our radio broadcast on WLVS. And when you don't agree with something, so I'm going to get a phone call. This thing about the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit. Okay. We are born again by the Spirit of God. Let it be clear. Matter of fact, let me read these verses. Be very clear. John chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. We are born again by the Spirit of God. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse number 5. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So listen very carefully. We are born again by the Spirit of God. We are led by the Spirit of God as believers. We are led by the Spirit of God. We see this in Romans chapter number 8, verses 1 through 5. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending forth his own Son in the likeness of sin, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So we're saved. We're born again by the Spirit of God. We are led by the Spirit of God. Number three, we are filled with the Spirit of God. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 18. Be not drunk with wine where is in excess, but be filled with what? The Spirit of God. Be governed, be guided, be controlled by the Spirit of God. There's another one. We are sealed with the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 13. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. It talks about we are sealed by the Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. I love that. We are eternally saved, and it's the Spirit of God who seals us. He puts that mark. We could never lose our salvation. We are sealed by the Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God does many things.